Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and love from the Lord Jesus. Amen. The text is from the third of Luke, the following words. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, Herod, tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the desert. This is the text. You may be seated. My dear brother and sister, through the prophet Malachi, God foretold the ministry of John the Baptist. He said, I will send my messenger ahead of you to prepare the way for you, the way before me. John the Baptist was assigned this unique task of preparing the world for the coming of the Lord. That preparation was like nothing that you and I would know. It was a baptism for the repentance of sins. It was something that the person, the individual, had to do, not like our baptism. Our baptism, we are the passive part, and God is the active part. God does everything. He adopts us. He signs the papers. He pays the bill for our adoption. We become His children by the grace and by the will of God alone, without absolutely any participation on our part. This baptism that you and I know is 100% grace. John the Baptizer's baptism was 100% law. There was nothing that God was doing there. God's law just dropped down like a hammer on the people. Repent, or else you'll die. And he went out there, and he got away with a few things, like calling them, you brood of vipers. I often thought, what would happen to me if I told you that? But John the Baptist dropped the law on the people, just as God had instructed him to do. And soon after his work was done on earth, after he had straightened out the paths for the Lord Jesus Christ, soon after he was done, he was retired by God. He was called home through the hand of Herod. He was killed. So John's background is quite impressive. His birth was announced by the same angel that appeared 6 months later to Mary, who then predicted and told Mary that she would become the mother of Jesus. His father was a high priest, Zechariah. And Zechariah just shook his head and said, can't be. I cannot become a father in this old age of mine. And the angel said, because you doubted, you're going to be silent until what I told you would happen, happens. And so Zechariah became mute until the day of the birth of his son. When his son was born, the whole family came together and wanted to give names to him, like Jacob or Abraham or Mordecai or something like that. And he said, no. He wrote on a tablet, his name will be Yohanu, John. That was different. Well, it was a different era. The Old Testament was closed. The New Testament was opening. Such interesting person who ate locusts and honey. He was way, way ahead of his time. I just read an article from scientists that say that by the year 2050, the Earth will reach the population of 9 billion people, and that there won't be enough food for all of us. And so they are talking about developing the industry to raise locusts for food. The man that was interviewing him at National Public Radio said, "How do you get over it?" And the scientist said, "Over it what?" "They are gross." And the scientist asked him, "Do you like to eat shrimp?" "Yes." "Do you eat the shrimp's feet?" "No." "Well," he said, "if you take the feet or the legs off a locust, it is exactly what you like to eat. Rich in protein, cheap to produce, and crunchy." Well, John the Baptizer ate crunchies, apparently for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and wild honey. Actually, by the way, in certain countries, locusts are called sky shrimp, shrimp that float around in the sky. Enough of that. Luke's surgical precision is noted here. Luke was a doctor of medicine, and no pun intended, but his precision is surgical. He is the author of the Gospel of Luke and of the Book of Acts. It's all historical data. He writes precisely when John the Baptist started. Many people say, well, the Bible is like an overall record of God's activity in the cosmos. No, the Bible is precise. Not the 14th, not the 16th, but in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, Herod Tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip, Tetrarch means a governor of four provinces, Tetrarch of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, Tetrarch of Abilene. During the year of the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas. Very precise. We would find Caiaphas later on, 3 years later, when Jesus was judged by him. John the Baptist's ministry compared to ours is tough. Ours is easy. Everybody likes good news. But he preached the law. Bad news. Nobody likes to hear bad news. He did it. He told the people. He called them to repentance. But unless people are called to repentance by the law, they won't appreciate the Savior. If you don't know that you need a Savior, then that's a moot point. But the law's object, the law's work, is to lead us to the Savior, to show us the need for a Savior, to show us that we are born in sin, with the original sin, and that we need forgiveness, we need washing, we need a rebirth. We need to be reformed and reshaped. We have to press the restart button. We need to be rebooted because we are born as natural enemies of God. And the law shows us that. And then the gospel brings us to God. The gospel is the tool of the Holy Spirit through which he goes, he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies us. You are here because the Holy Spirit brought you here. you may opt between going to National Bakery or American Bakery or any other bakery. You may opt between Quick Trip and BP to get your gasoline. That's your decision. But the decision to come to church is inspired by the Holy Spirit. So you are a guest of God in God's house. Holy baptism is good news for us to proclaim. Baptism is one of two sacraments. The other one is the sacrament of the altar. And the sacraments, along with the Word of God, are the means of grace. The means of grace is the ways by which God's grace comes to us. The means of electricity to this building, we don't generate it here, are the wires that bring electricity from the electric plant all the way here to our building. The means of water are the pipes that bring the water from the hydraulic plant all the way to our kitchen sink here. And the grace that is in this building comes through word and the sacraments. Those are the ways by which God brings to us His grace. And this is the place where we receive God's grace. Our sins are forgiven. Our hope of eternal life is rejuvenated and strengthened. And we again are reminded of the beautiful things that God has in store for us. And the love in us is increased. Love towards God and towards one another. All of that is the grace of God. All of that is given to us as a gift. John the Baptist, thank God, did the hard job. You and I have it easy now. We go into all the world baptizing and teaching in the name of Jesus. Teaching God's love, teaching forgiveness, teaching salvation. Gifts of God to His people. So our part is quite easy compared to His. So let us be encouraged once more, renewed in our vows to proclaim the gospel, to accomplish and fulfill the task of the church, which is to proclaim the gospel to all nations. John the Baptist preceded the first coming of our Lord when He came to be our prophet and our priest. Now, we are waiting for Him to return. He prepared people for the first coming of Jesus. You and I prepared them for His return, for His second coming. When He comes in glory, as we said in the Apostles' Creed, to judge the living and the dead. We are waiting for that day. The fire of the Lord burned against Jesus. It won't burn against you and me. He gave His life as a sacrifice. He was baptized with the Holy Spirit and with fire. You and I received the fire transformed into a purifying fire, a fire that forgives, that loves, that heals. That's ours through Jesus' grace. Let's talk about it to anyone we meet. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which is greater than all human understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. At this time, I'd like